What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and it's hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about that Titan submarine disaster and the idea that we got almost a week-long theater presentation when it was already known that the passengers and crew of the Titan had perished in an implosion. And I can't think of anything more despicable to do to the families of those men on board the submarine than put them through that week of not knowing, imagining the worst, you know, picturing a long, slow, lingering death from suffocation. I mean, that's just horrible. It's a horrible, horrible thing. All righty. Now, already the lawyers are lining up, and it looks like families of the Titan sub victims could sue OceanGate and the firms that provided parts for the vessel. Now, there is a complication in that the passengers signed these waivers, which specifically mentioned the risk of death no less than three times. And it happened in international waters, which kind of makes it murky whose jurisdiction would these lawsuits have to be brought here. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, a couple of things, Mike. The Ukraine war. But first, I wanted to make a comment that you talked about bringing jobs back to the United States. You know, Trump said that, too, you know. But the fact of the matter is these corporations, Mike, are not going to go back to affirmative action and lawsuits by minorities. That's not going to happen. It's all talk, like, you know. It comes around every election. Now, the war in Ukraine, Mike, history has proven over and over again that unless you have the element of surprise, it's almost impossible to take real estate away from people by force. And what did Putin do? What did the Russians do? They sat there and on the border of Russia, on the border of Ukraine, for almost 2 months and allowed Zelensky to dig in. When in reality, he could have used paratroopers at dawn to surprise Zelensky, arrest him, arrest his mafia, and he could have had people on the ground there waiting for the attack. This whole thing stinks to high heaven, Mike. None of it makes any sense. It was George Washington who used the element of surprise to take out the Hessian soldiers when he crossed the Potomac. This is 101 crap in college. It's 101 at West Point. And so why do we have the Russian army posting outside of Ukraine, and then what happened, Mike, when the war took off? COVID dropped right off the earth when it came to the media. You never heard of COVID again for like 4 months. Yep. This whole thing stinks. I don't know what's going on, okay? Unless you parachute onto the ground down there and you find out what's really going on, I don't think anybody really knows. And all these people that play quarterback, and like Hal Turner, you know, he's there every night telling you what's happening over there. He's a Fed. I guarantee it. Anybody who's on the radio telling you what day it is on this war is a suspicious character. Thanks for taking the call.
Okay, well, thank you for the call here. And, yeah, I'm sure that we don't know the entire background story for this this world's shortest attempt at a coup. I think it was, all about the money, follow the money, because, after all, the Wagner Group is a mercenary army. They'll take money from anybody to attack anybody, and it may just have come down to somebody made them a better offer. Say, I know you've been paid $6 billion to try and get Putin. We'll pay you $8 billion to call it off, and you get to retire in Belarus. All of your people come to work for us, and we get back on Ukraine right now. All righty, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the Titan and the possibility that this whole drawn-out rescue story could have been just theater for Biden's personal political advantage. The big question is, how much money was spent for all these ships to be out there, burning up all this fuel, paying all the salaries of the rescue workers and so forth? I understand they actually lost one of the ROVs, or it was destroyed. So you've got the cost of that. Those things are not cheap, okay? And so we're talking about millions and millions of dollars that were spent for this theater pageant, if you will, you know, for propaganda purposes. 512-248-8252. Now, you probably are all familiar with James Cameron. He's a very famous film director. He's a big fan of oceanographics. He's a member of the Explorers Club. He's considered an explorer at National Geographic. His brother, Michael, designs deep-sea research equipment and actually built the ROVs used in The Abyss, which was the one about the underwater aliens, and then The Ghost of the Abyss, which was the follow-up documentary of Titanic that James Cameron did. And if you haven't seen it, it's great. It really, really is. So James Cameron has been out there as somebody who has been to Titanic 33 times on very well professionally constructed equipment. You know, he's out there saying, this should not have been allowed to happen. The design of the Titan was ridiculous, being based on carbon fiber, because carbon fiber is very strong with tensile strength, stretching, but it doesn't have any, you know, compression. The carbon is almost useless. You're resting solely on the epoxy binder there. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey. I'm doing okay.
Mike, I got to disagree with the first caller. You ain't just power. Everybody can see everybody, guys. It's called satellites. I mean, drones, satellites. There's nobody going to be paratrooping in over the board. Come on, man. Jeez. You know, like, the whole thing that first caller left out is the whole... In 2014, there was a coup. Ukraine had 8 years to dig entrenchments and concrete and rebar and all this stuff. So, I mean, you just can't say, oh, the Russian paratroopers are just going to paratroop in and the rest of what... It doesn't work like that, you know? Mike, you know
no,
that.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. But, Mike, I want to talk about... You can disagree with me.
Okay.
This whole thing... Like, you know Prigozhin... Well, you know, he's going to Belarus, or he's in Belarus. Wasn't
he's
there a
in
picture
Belarus
of him
already.
Sleeping on a bench already, right? So that's... You believe that?
he's in a hotel. No, I don't believe that. I think it was just somebody who looked like him.
Yeah. Well, it looked pretty good. But, Mike, you know Wagner... There's a camp already being set up over there, right? In Belarus?
In
a Wagner training camp.
I know they've gone back to their camps near Kiev.
Oh, no. There's a camp being set up, a training camp already being set up in Belarus. And, Mike, you know the border of Belarus is 60 miles from Kiev, or Kiev?
Yeah.
So that's a two-hour drive doing 30 miles an hour. So, Mike, to me, I think it was a feint, a fooly, because, remember... Prigozhin's a billionaire. You ever see the building he's got in St. Petersburg?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a beautiful glass. It's gigantic, Mike. He's got. And remember, he was Putin's chef, right?
Yes.
He's got a lot of money, guys. So this
yeah,
was,
I wonder where he got it from.
Well, yeah, but Mike, let me ask you another thing. Wagner, okay, they got T-90Ms, Panzer S-1s, and Taurus. And SU-25, Mike, you know, Prigozhin is only a part owner of the Wagner company. Who's the other owner, Mike?
Oh, I'm blanking on the name.
The FSB and the GRU. That's the other half of the, you understand that?
Okay.
That's the other half of the owner. All this stuff, Mike, is there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. You know, I mean, I don't have that pay grade to know what's going on, but I'll tell you one thing. If you move Wagner over into Belarus, that makes Ukraine or Poland, there's a lot of troops being moved around. There's a lot of stuff we can see with satellites, but there's also stuff we don't see. Because I also saw them saying, well, the Wagner troops can, you know, have to be blended in with the regular Russian military, but they said that you can also go to Belarus. Well, yeah, most of them are going to go to Belarus, you know? So there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you know, I not to say this it was a coup, not a coup, or a rebellion or something, or how We knew there was going to, you know, we knew, Mike, there was going to be a rebellion. We knew, just like we knew the sub exploded the day before. You know, we could say we knew, but we might not know. You know what I mean? There's a lot of, like, there's a lot of nonsense going on, like, well, we knew this, or Prigozhin was paid off. You don't pay off a billionaire. That's like saying Trump was paid off. Can you pay off Trump? No, because he's a billionaire already, so he's going by his own ideology and his own
people
belief.
People with that kind of money, they tend to be money junkies, and, you know, they welcome a chance to become bigger billionaires. You know, it becomes an ego thing. I've got more billions than you. I want to be the world's richest man, and I need another $6 billion to do that.
Well, you want to be a money junkie when you're friends with Putin? stabbing Putin in the back? I don't, man. I have a hard time believing that, Mike.
Well, okay.
Well, that's my opinion. You know, I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be half in between. You know, but there's a lot of, it's just, you know, Mike, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. Let's be honest. It's just, there's stuff we know,
yeah,
there's stuff we don't know.
War. I mean, it's intense out there.
Yeah. But, Mike, I'll call in tomorrow because I haven't called in a while.
Yeah,
I'd like
I
to hear from Tom and Marco and Mark from North Carolina and Miles. Talk to you later, though.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, Dustin stole some of my thunder, and I guess he's watching some of the same videos over there. And I urge Rick in Arizona to watch over at YouTube a fellow named Brian Berlitic, and he's a military analyst, and his page is called The New Atlas. And he's provided a very good analysis throughout this whole war. And like Dustin said, the Ukrainians have had a lot of time to dig in to areas like the Azov Steelworks. Remember that from a year ago?
I remember that.
And then Bakhmut and Soledar. And all of these three locations, they have something in common, which is tunneling. And as we know, in I think it was in Iwo Jima, or one of the battles in the South Pacific, they had a mountain called Sugarloaf, and it took like quite a while for the American artillery and military to clear that island out of the Japanese who were dug in that mountain. You know, they called it Sugarloaf because you'd see a little black hole in the distance, and out would pop an artillery, you know, a gun. They'd fire off a few shells, and then they'd bring it right back and close the door behind it. Kind of thing. And so when you're dug in like that, you know, you can charge the hill, but it's really not going to help. And so that's why the Russians have been very meticulous. They're trying to conserve their men. You know, and by the way, having a lot of dead men is bad publicity.
Yes.
So to clear out people from those fortifications, in any siege warfare, it takes a long time. And so this is really a testimony, I would argue, to actually the clear thinking among the Russians, even from the beginning, you know, in a sense, because they knew about these fortifications, and that might have been part of the strategic feint when we saw that giant column right in the beginning of the war. Remember, it was 17 miles long, and they were bound towards Kyiv. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, and now we're finding out from Putin, and this came out just last week, that they had made a deal with the Ukrainians, the beginning of to negotiate politically, and return to Minsk, and then as soon as the Russians got out of there, the Ukrainians basically reneged on the deal. And so, so what could they do? You know, they could have attacked Kyiv, and then it would have been a bloodbath and a political thing, but it would look bad because you're killing too many civilians. So I would argue the Russians have been actually very strategic and noble in fighting this war in a noble manner. The only problem with Shoigu is, why would you tolerate this mercenary group known as Wagner being a little too loose and outside of the control of the Russian military itself? Because ultimately,
that's why Wagner was sort of taken out of the front lines and replaced by regular Russian military, and that, of course, meant a lot less money going into their pockets, and that may have been the reason that they were very angry with the top military leaders of Russia, is they felt, you know, we're all dressed up and we don't have a party to go to.
Yeah, and also, who knows what was going on with the pay? Were the checks clearing for the soldiers? Were all the worst fighting just delegated to Wagner? So, you know, so the Russian military might have been thinking, well, we'll just have the Wagner killed off, you know, and that solves the problem there too. So that's part of why the rebellion could have been a legitimate rebellion. But then again, you don't know if it's, you know, with the history of Prigozhin, is that, remember a few weeks ago when they were in Bakhmut, he was screaming bloody murder and almost making, you know, things about how they're running low on ammo. But that could have been likewise just a feint to get the Ukrainians to attack, you know, like feigning weakness. So then they feel like, oh, well, they're weak, let's go attack. So that's part of the theater of this that I think the all observers have to be on the watch for. And by the way, I could just likely argue that this whole supposed coup or the whole rebellion, you know, it was more a mutiny, was just a theater. You know, because after it's all done, Wagner is basically going to be subsumed by the Russian military, right? I would argue Putin is, you know, and don't forget, the Russians are a little more sophisticated when they're watching this political scene over there.
Yes.
You know, and they're going to like Prigozhin, and they're going to like Putin. And even though the war is dragging on, when you factor in the kill ratios, Russia is doing a very good job. And they're handily winning this, as Brian Berlitic says, and with this goal of wearing them down, a war of attrition. But eventually, the Ukrainians are going to have no soldiers left. They're going to be totally enfeebled. It's going to be a hollow shell of a state. And when Russia chooses to finally, if they choose to deploy the full military, they could advance all the way through Ukraine to Kyiv. That could happen. But I would argue that the Russians probably want to get out of this and just want to achieve their strategic goals, as Putin stated in February 24th of 2022, you know, which we're all familiar with, Michael.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, just to remind the audience, it basically says Ukraine is not to join NATO, basically give up the Donbass as an independent republic, or part of Russia, and then, of course, Crimea and water for Crimea, and to denazify, the denazification is mostly done, yeah? And
yes.
And it seems like when this is all settled, they're going to get eastern Ukraine with a land bridge from the Donbass to Crimea, right up to the Dnieper River, and then they're going to probably draw a partition along the Donbass, Luhansk, and Donetsk republics, and that is going to be Novorossiya. That's going to be New Russia. And that's how this is going to end. When Ukraine is exhausted, the Russians are pretty much like, they're through, too. They would like it to end, is the way I see it. And I see that that is the best solution for everybody involved, and I have a feeling that's Donald Trump's final solution for this.
Well, I would like to see this thing unwind slowly and gently, but there are unfortunately some major players out there who want the war to escalate. That's why we're getting all of this talk about use of nuclear weapons, and that frankly scares the heck out of me. So we'll see what's going to happen, but you know, I would like to see it sort of fade on down and maybe some cooler heads prevail.
Yeah, well, I'm offering the solution right here. Like I said, just this is, we have to work in the media to ultimately convince Ukrainians that ultimately you fought well, you fought pretty honorably, but you lost, and 17% of the landmass of Ukraine is going to go to the 17% of the ethnic Russian minority.
Thank you for the call. I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. Ooh, yeah.
there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Working 2 jobs, it's never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. I wanted to got a bad echo here. I wanted to comment on the caller that called in and made the told you that they were building in Belarus right now, building camps, and he's exactly right. They are. There are several of these camps that are being built right now. One of them actually is supposed to be large enough to hold up to 8,000 troops. So
okay.
I've got a question to ask you, okay?
Okay.
Would you think it's a good idea to send Prigozhin, right, to a country in which you're putting nuclear bombs, Belarus?
Well, that depends on whether Prigozhin is just acting as a private citizen or if he's going to have a trained army with him. Yeah, that would be kind of risky. We certainly don't want a nuclear weapon floating around in the wild. And there have been several of them lost. And one went missing some years ago from Minot Air Base, as I recall. So
Minot, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I take that as a no. It wouldn't be a great idea, right?
No, it would not be a good idea to let him near a nuclear storage facility.
I don't think so either. And I think Putin knows this also. I don't think there's any doubt that this man, Prigozhin, took money, probably that money that was the $6 billion plus the $3 billion that they added to it, making $9 billion that was sent recently back to Ukraine, and then all of a sudden he took out, because there's appears to be what they call those things, those GNOs or something like that, that lead, show his, that he's tied to bank accounts and stuff here, one of them even connected to George Soros. Okay, now, I don't think, in my opinion, I think that what's going on, would you think the man who took Bakhmut and his soldiers would be the right man to take Kiev?
Well, they're generally considered to be better equipped and better fighters than the regular Russian army. And so they'd probably be more effective. But again, Russia's high command is concerned that the Wagner Group commit war crimes against civilians, and that makes everybody look bad.
I agree. So they're going to take out the ones who were involved in the war crimes, if they were, and I think they probably were. But I think it's very, very highly likely that they're being staged there in Belarus for maybe, and I tell you what, I think it depends on, to go into Kiev from the north, because it's a shorter distance. Now, here's what I think. I think it's all dependent upon what the UN, what the NATO does at their upcoming summit. They're going to be having another meeting. I think it's on July the 11th, maybe through the 12th. I think those are the dates. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
But they're going to be voting, and if NATO votes to give Ukraine, into NATO, then that's going to be the impetus to probably start to kick this off. I don't know if they will or not, but I think it's kind of like Putin's looking at something that is like he's trying to cover his backside, cover all areas on this. Now, I don't know. I might be wrong. I think there's no doubt that the man was involved in a coup, whether it was meant to succeed or meant to fail, is only him and Putin know this.
Well, you've got to admit there's something very funny about how well it was going, and how much progress they were making, and then all of a sudden it's called off. Something happened in the background we don't know about.
Yeah, and I think I'm wondering if maybe Prigozhin took the money and him and Putin are dividing it up now,
Entirely possible.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here, I think, if they're really tight together. Now, there's a lot of things. If this really was a real attempted coup from Prigozhin, then I think he needs to be tried for treason, absolutely, and probably taken out and shot, because anything else would make Putin look weak, and Putin doesn't need to look weak in front of his country right now. He has to remain strong.
No, he doesn't, and we're starting to hear some tough talk coming out of him about what's going to happen to the Wagner chiefs that he think were basically organizing this mutiny. Now, Prigozhin is off the hook. He's up in Belarus. The ordinary rank and file are getting new contracts with the Russian military, but you have that mid-level officers' corps. They don't have a deal. They don't have a get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, they don't, and they're going to have to suffer, I think, if they were, I don't know what's going to happen. It's really, there's so much about this that doesn't make a lot of sense. Actually, it's like something out of the Twilight Zone we're watching. It's very strange.
It is.
I mean, the whole situation. All right, Mike, I'm pretty well done with my comments, but I think he's absolutely right about that. They are.
Break for commercials. Thank you for the call. 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom in Florida.
Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay, Mike. What's on my mind? What's on my mind is, I'm under the weather a little bit, but I'm getting better. But what's on my mind, Mike, is what's going on with all these, people are calling about Russia. That's fine and all that, but we got bigger fish to fry here. What's going on in this country? Over the weekend in Chicago, you had 30 shot, 7 dead, 287 murders since January 1st. That's just the one city. So we know it, and we're not in the catastrophic wounds again. Like I told you, it's in the billions and billions of dollars that American taxpayers are paying. Hey, anyway, Mike, here's the deal on that, Mike. So, yeah, stop that. No.
Get that dog a biscuit.
On the backyard. Yeah, he's a character. He's a real character, this guy. He's like a little teddy bear. But anyway, Mike, so, yeah, going back now, Chicago, again, over the weekend, and all these people getting shot in this country, and then we got all these white people in Congress that they say that the white people in this country are lazy. They don't want to pick their own crops. That's why they're bringing all these illegals. Well, I think 90% of those people in Washington, those white people, are a bunch of lazy criminals, critters, and they shouldn't be getting paid a damn thing. They're not following the Constitution. Our country be invaded, Mike. Did you see the gang prison riot?
Yes, I did.
Mike?
Yes, I did.
Hello? Yeah, I believe it's up to 50 in that prison riot. They arrested 24 MS-13 gang members in Long Island, New York. Mike, the country's already over, man. And you got people worrying about Russia here. We allowed 2 years ago, we allowed these people to cut these BLM and all that to smash our monuments down, man. What the hell is that? Where's the white man with balls? So it seems like all the women in Congress have the balls, none of the men do. You don't see none of the men in the Congress trying to get impeachment against Biden, but you got some four women do now. I mean, Mike, what is this, man? They've dummied down these white Anglo males like a bunch of chicken hawks. It's disgusting, Mike. It really is. The military's woke as a joke, and it's going to go broke. And we're worried about Russia? Hey, those people are Vikings. They'll figure it out, man. They always do. They always do, Mike. The Vikings won everywhere. They won in England. They won in Ireland. They went to Scotland. For God's sake, they're in Russia. They're in Finland. They're in Sweden, Norway, Denmark. Who's kidding who? Yeah, let them figure it out, Mike. But in the meantime, we got bigger fish to fry in this country. We got a bunch of Zionists running our government. Zuckerberg. And they're making a big deal with Zuckerberg. I heard Musk whoop his butt. But I don't know what's going to happen. All the fix is always in on all these things. I don't know what's going on here, Mike. I don't even trust sports anymore. I don't trust anything. It's all like it's pre-planned obsolescence. It's disgusting, Mike. And I got to tell you this, Mike. Now I'm going to really start rolling. You want me to start rolling for a minute? I was in the hospital, Mike, for 4 days. I was in the hospital for 4 days, as you well know. I'm here in South Florida. I had maybe, out of 10 nurses that came in, I had three of them spoke good English. The rest of me could barely understand them. From different countries, by the way, too. One was from Bangladesh. Another one was from India. I mean, Mike, this is ridiculous what's going on. And you got this buffoonery, this buffoon in the White House, annihilating our Constitution, our way of life. And I believe that, Mike, we're going to have to do like Putin said 6 months ago. You're going to have to start paying these white women to have white children from white males, or you'll have no civilization in the next 25 years. That's my opinion. We will become a third world cesspool. Like Donald Trump said, we are becoming a sinkhole. It's exactly what's going on, and that's exactly what these Zionists want, like Barbara Spector and all these Zionist filthy rat pigs that want, Mike, because they hate the Constitution, they hate Christianity, and they're Kabbalists, Mike. Let's not play games with this anymore. We're all getting older. They want us to be wiped out. I think they like to have carousel, Mike. After you turn 35 years old, you're a white male or female. They want you dead.
Yeah, Logan's Run.
What do you think about that? Logan's Run, exactly. That's what they want. Logan's Run for real. That's what these Zionists want. They want to be able to live to 65. Let's put it that way. They want double the life you get. That's how I feel. Okay? Not saying all of them. There's probably, like I said, Mike, I'll say in the past, there's about 22% of the Zionists in this country to love this country. But when you have 78%, that's overwhelmingly evil. That's overwhelmingly evil, Mike. And that's exactly what we got happening in this country. And the other 22% of them that are saying, hey, enough is enough. You got a lot of Jews right now coming out against Soros, Mike. His son should be arrested. They want his son arrested. They want him arrested. That old crow. That old crow sees more damage to white America than anybody I can remember in my lifetime. What about you, Mike? What do you say? Mike.
Well, he's done a lot of damage to the nation as a whole, not just to white America, but to America, you know, on several different fronts. And I don't know what his ultimate goal is or if he's just a front for the globalists. You know, it just seems that he's got an insane amount of money, and no matter how much he spends on these various open borders projects, he still has billions left over. So where's it all coming from? Is he a front for the CIA?
Well, that's a great point, Mike. That's what I have to say. And I believe so. And I can tell you this, Mike. Ron DeSantis now on July 1st, Mike, I don't know if I told you this, but on July 1st, the Miami Herald, the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, and all these criminal papers down here, these leftist Marxist papers. Oh, how dare Ron DeSantis want to put his restriction on July 1st? Any illegal in the state of Florida is going to be deported up to Delaware or Martha's Vineyard. Well, you know what? Ron DeSantis today, Mike, I don't know if you got to see his speech about the border. Did you see that speech he had today, Mike?
No, I did not.
It's militaristic like you won't believe. Ron DeSantis wants to bring troops to the border. He's going to nationalize the Border Patrol, be almost part of the military now, big time. Actually have more power than a military person because they will have military orders to carry out the duties of the presidency and the declaration and the constitution in this country. Now, you come here illegally, you will be deported back to your country of origin, and you have to stay in line for 10 years before you can get a chance to come back. And that's what DeSantis said today. And DeSantis ain't playing. Now, Trump's going to take all this up. You can bet on it. Because Trump actually wouldn't have put it out for him. So now they're going to see who's tit for tat, who's got the more cojones on the border. And I believe Donald Trump on first day, if he gets inaugurated president, he will send, I would say, 75,000 troops to the border. That's my opinion.
Tom, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I got a whole bunch of calls I need to get to, so thank you very much. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It seems like these rulers that we get, no matter where, all around the world, they get put in to destroy their own people in their own countries. I mean, look at Zelensky.
It does seem like that.
I mean, you have the Russians. They come in there. They go to Kyiv. They could have had a deal. They should have had a deal. It should have been over a year ago. I remember when it happened. And then Boris Johnson flies in, and they tear it up, and they keep going. And that's what, probably up to almost 300,000 dead Ukrainians, the extermination of the Ukrainian people, you know, probably to half the country is in Poland and Ireland and the rest of Europe.
Yeah.
They're being the thing is, everybody looks at it and they're wondering, you know, the Ukraine, they should dig in, they got to do. They're missing the point. This is about the destruction of Ukraine. The West, the United States, the people calling the shots want Ukraine destroyed. They want BlackRock to get it. They don't want all those peasants on top of that beautiful, rich, black soil. They don't want all those Roman Catholics and the Ukrainian Orthodox, Russian Orthodox. They want them dead and gone. They want that property. And Zelensky's doing it for them. And I just can't believe that the Ukrainian people haven't woken up yet to what's going on. They don't see who's making the shots in this war, who's calling the shots in this war. On every side, they looked at NATO and America as their friends. Really? You know, it's just, you got to look at the results. People never look at the results. You can make your deduction of what's going on by looking at the results of what's going on. It's like when you said earlier that the vaccine was the greatest medical mistake. I'm sorry, Mike, it wasn't a mistake. Look at the results. It's a bioweapon. This isn't a mistake. The vaccine isn't a mistake. It was a bioweapon. It's going right according to plan, Mike. It's a depopulation agenda. And the same thing in Ukraine. It's a depopulate Ukraine agenda, de-Christianize. It's not a denazification. It's a de-Christianization of Ukraine. It's going to end up the military. Everybody's, you know, this usual suspects. They're getting rich on the contracts, the military-industrial complex, the oil companies with the natural gas. They're going to be buying American natural gas. The depopulationists are loving it. The Israeli firsters are going to love it. It's going to be their new homeland, Western Ukraine. And meanwhile, Russia is going to get Crimea. Russia's going to get what they want. I hope they get Odessa, too. Throw in Odessa. And I hope Gonzalo Lira, I hope we hear from him soon. He gets liberated. But these things, you have to look at what happens to decide whether it's a mistake or not. I don't think it's a mistake at all. I think it's not an accident they had Bakhmut and it was a meat grinder. They want a meat grinder. They're not stupid. It's the poor peasants that are stupid, that are, or they got a gun to their head, that are charging these, you know, positions. They're impossible positions to take. So it's so sad. It's just so sad to watch this, all this death and destruction, whether it's through the vaccines, which weren't a mistake. I mean, you could see this thing was telegraphed from the beginning. When they first started this whole COVID thing, I'd go on that boat and I said, look, they're going to come out with a vaccine. They're going to force you to get it to come out here on these drill ships and oil rigs. I'm not taking it. You guys don't take it. Well, they forced everybody to get it, and all those guys took the vaccine. And a lot of them are having trouble. You know, a lot of them are sick now. And guys are getting medevaced off with heart issues. They put defibrillators on all the ships now and all the boats and the rigs. They never used to have them. Well, why? This is not, none of this is a mistake, Mike. And that's all I just wanted to say. It was such a shame, though, that this thing could have been ended. You know, people give Putin a lot of saying, oh, he went in too light. He should have went in. But he could, if the other side was rational, it could have been ended the way Putin planned it to begin with the attack on Kiev, sending the they had a deal. That should, in a rational world that didn't want to exterminate the Ukrainian people and didn't want a war, that should have ended right then. And we should have had, everybody would have been happy. The Ukrainians would still be there. There'd be millions of people still there. No refugees, not all these deaths. But no, they didn't want that. Putin was dealing with irrational lunatics. And that's what's running our country and running the world. And it's very sad. And I'll leave it at that. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Here we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Daryl in Canada. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, this show is about the callers of this show, of this particular show, is about as good as I've ever heard. I mean, this last caller was just stupendous. And Tom in Florida tied up American political situation and Ukraine together kind of thing, because he talked about the Chinese and the Russians just need to wait for the United States to just implode from the inside, as he pretty much put through.
It does seem to be heading that way.
Right, and Paul in New Jersey, I mean, that was about as good as analysis of, along with the last caller, of the situation in Ukraine. I mean, him and Paul in California are the best, the absolute best. Bogosian, I think, is in a lot bigger trouble than he's definitely had some good going with Wagner and what happened in Bakhmut, but I mean, it's like he went from kind of a hero to zero to some degree. I read a lot of posts in the Russian media and RT and stuff, and there's not much love for him anymore, and he humiliated Putin and the Russian people too. They've relaxed for a little while, but I could see a plane crash or something, as Paul in Great Britain said early on an earlier show, maybe out the window or something like that. So I think that's and Wagner, he destroyed his own baby there. Now they're all just going to be dispersed, and for what? He never had a chance if he was thinking about the coup. Yeah, right. That had, and Snowball's chance. They were the ones that were. They needed the Russian weapons to fight. How are they going to sustain more than a day or two? It's so ridiculous to even think about that. But you know, as Paul said, it's like a fight. What's happening in Ukraine, where the Russians are fighting? It's like they're hitting the Ukraine with body blows and weakening the troop situation. They're letting Ukraine, ram their heads against a brick wall and lessen themselves. And when eventually the Russians, turn over and come the other way, they're going to have a lot less opposition. It's like the body blows. He drops his hands, and then it's easy to hit your head at the end. So it's a perfect strategy. It's not necessarily even a strategy. It's just the way it has to be, because, as Paul said, you know, when you have a lot of reinforcements and a lot of things to get over it, you just can't steamroll over that. You've got to, be very meticulous. And a lot of the equipment they're destroying too. I mean, whenever the Russians decide to turn this into an offensive thing, which they will, because it all depends on the Ukraine. And the best analogy I can think of is like a 250-pound man trying to get a 100-pound woman, let's say his wife or a girlfriend or something, out of their house. He's going to get her out of the house. It's just a matter of how much resistance the 100-pound woman wants to do. So it just depends on how much territory Russia will take before they eventually. They may have, like a lot of speculation is they'll take up all the territory up to the Dnieper. But if there's still very belligerents on the other side, they may have to go to Kiev. Heck, they may have to go near the Polish and Ukraine and Hungarian and Romanian border. They may have no choice. And the biggest scare is what's going to happen. The West is already somewhat freaking out about what's going on right now. Could you imagine that scenario when that happens? That's the scariest part of this situation, is how the West will react once Russia turns this around and starts steamrolling against very limited troops that Paul was talking about earlier. That's the scariest part.
I agree. And, you know, the risk of nuclear war is very real. And I think after that first bomb is detonated, there's going to be no turning back.
Yeah. Oh, well, obviously, yeah. I mean, but, you know, it might come to that. I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's just the two things that come up is just incredible folly. When everyone mentions Ukraine and NATO, I mean, come on. It's like if Quebec was an independent country up here in Canada, which they almost were in 1995, they would join some military alliance with NATO. They not, or with a Russian military bloc. The West would, I mean, the United States would never allow that. So Ukraine is never going to, I mean, that's just a complete waste of time.
Okay, Daryl, sorry to cut you off. We've got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of today's program, we're going to go to Paul in Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, two quick points before I give mine. The Wagner mercenary group, if I'm not mistaken, is composed primarily of Russian prisoners from Russian prisons. And number two, my Minnesota church newspaper says that this whole Ukraine war is all about these rich Russian oligarchs stealing the eastern half of Crimea blind, and they convinced Putin to invade the whole country so they can steal the whole country of Crimea blind. That's what this is all about. But now my point.
Let's go back to 2014. You know, when the United States effectively stole the entire country by, deposing the democratically elected President Yanukovych and replacing him with Poroshenko. That's really what triggered this whole cascade of events leading to the current conflict.
That's right. Okay, now to make my point why I'm calling in. The latest issue of my Minnesota church newspaper, dated June 22nd, Thursday last week, reported that Biden eats like a little kid, a little child. And I'm going to give you a summary of his weekly menu. And here's what he eats. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, BLTs, pizza, cookies, spaghetti with butter and red sauce, and ice cream sundaes. Now, his diet is high in starch, sugar, and carbs, and the reason for that is to give him some energy so he can stay awake. Otherwise, he'd be asleep in some wheelchair in some nursing home.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, I would want to look for confirmation, but then again, we do know that Biden does love his ice cream. And
that's right.
Yeah. And, yeah, being somewhat elderly myself, the idea of a diet specifically to keep me energetic and awake actually is a little bit of an attraction, even though there's obviously a downside in terms of long-term health.
Exactly. So he's on a high sugar diet, and just to keep him awake.
All right. Well,
otherwise,
Paul,
he'd be asleep at the wheel.
We've got time enough for one more call.
Okay.
Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, young man, and hello to that gorgeous gal, Claire.
Thank you.
And quite frankly, just a quick question. As far as this aspect of California imploding upon itself, with everybody deserting it like a, there's an analogy of rats deserting a sinking ship. But I'm wondering which is the next state to implode, Florida or what?
I would say probably New York, around the New York City area. Upstate New York, I don't think we'll face it. But, I mean, all of these Democratic strongholds, they've got soaring crime, they've got illegal immigrants, they've got sky-high taxes. It can't go on like this. The system is going to break.
I was wondering because, quite frankly, Disney obviously has sunk itself big time, so it's about to implode.
Yeah, it's not the old Disney. Anyway, thanks for the call. The music is playing.
Right,
the show
later.
Is over. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need your support and help in these dark times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.